what is it?
He said that why does he have to wear a monitor if he has a loop recorder in?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Okay, tablet?
Yeah. Next question is Frank Diaz. This is a consultation request by Dr. Ashok Verma, reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is a 50-year-old male with a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation for a long period of time period. Now patient has more frequent episodes and persistent atrial fibrillation period. Patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Patient's recent cardiac workup include echocardiogram that showed ejection fraction 40% period. Patient's quite symptomatic with the atrial fibrillation, complaining of shortness of breath period. Past medical history, hypertension, atrial fibrillation. And a congestive heart failure period. Social history, now history of smoking. Occasionally drink alcohol period. Allergies. No non-drug allergies. Period. Current medication, Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily. Metoprolol. Lasix. Potassium supplement. Losartan, amlodipine, period. Past medical history, questionable sleep apnea, period. Review system in general, denigration, weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspir history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated nausea, arthritis, neurological nausea, seizure, ITA, on examination, blood pressure 130 over 80 versus 100 to 110, respiration 18, weight is 300 pound, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, barotidy, heart is irregularly irregular, 1 over 6 is stolymorma, head of the border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound estimated 2 plus edema, click emission number 1, atrial fibrillation, number 2, possible sleep apnea, number 3, hypertension, number 4, obesity. Recommendation. Patients quite symptomatic of the atrial fibrillation and also cardiomyopathy, probably tachycardia-induced cardiomyopathy period. Patients also has worsening of congestive heart failure from atrial fibrillation period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedures and benefit discussed with the patient. Possible risks include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80% period. I also encourage the patient to see a pulmonary doctor for evaluation of sleep study period. Please indicate with Dr. Ashok Verma.